Liz is going to be filling us in on all matters Santarian.
Mm-hmm. I hope to, if I can.
We were led into a dark corner of the room and asked to make a boat out of dish soap and spaghetti.
Of course, the lovely and talented Dale is with us as well.
3, 2, 3.
Wow, this is almost interesting.
Dale, 1, 0, I'm going to tell you this again. Same rule as last week. If you interrupt our guests, I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to cut your
that
microphone.
That sounds like a bunch of fucking horseshit to me.
Well, I know what you think it sounds like to you, but we have to be fair to the other people. You're on the show all the time. We have 3 very nice young ladies.
Lesbian.
That are here, and Mr. Estefany, and we need to treat them with respect.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think anyone is going to believe that.
Well, I believe it, and I'm running the show, so if you're a jerk, I'm gonna cut you off.
Shut up, Dale.
I love your songs. Now let's listen to some of my music. Exactly. Talk to your doctor. Please close the refrigerator door. Wow, this is all. Wow. Please don't. What? Elephantitis. Elephantitis. Oh my god, I have hot dog finger. I would know. I haven't been into the kitchen in 14 years. Let's listen to some music that I wrote. No, don't worry. It's not my blood. Old water.
Okay, thanks, Dale. We're not going to let...
Once again, that is 323
so,
482-1084.
We've got a caller here. Somebody's...
I have a question.
Oh, my God.
I can't hear you.
Come on, sorry.
I don't think you can hear yourself. That sounds insane.
Is your name Alf?
Are you at some kind of a sex party?
Radio.
Oh my god.
Congratulations.
Yeah, geez, this is crazy.
Are you?
Yeah, thank God we lost that one. Oh my god, that was insane.
That was my cousin.
Oh, it was
there
nothing.
There was like 1,000 people on the
You're
phone.
You're totally fucking with me.
Yeah, I think they were.
We tried calling like 5 times.
Call again.
Well, he'll have to work some stuff out. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. We'll get him back on here. I promise. Okay, so ideas. We have some ideas. That I think we should talk about. We sat around and talked about some things. I think we all have our own individual ideas.
Hey, thanks.
I'm just looking at the list here. Some things that came up. Some ideas that I've had. They should have pens at the post office. When you go to the post office, there's no pens there. And so you have to wait in line all day. And you get up to the front, and then you say, can I use your pen? And they say yes, and they hand you a pen, and it has a sticker on it, and the sticker says Christina. And then she says, don't steal my pen, and she laughs. And it's, like, impossible to steal Christina's pen. Because it's the only pen. Hello, thank you for calling Call with Questions. You're on the air. Liz is here. She's right here.
I have a question for Liz Tracy.
Okay, we'll put Liz on with
Elizabeth.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Liz. This is Farah calling from D.C.
Hello.
And there's several questions in line, but But my first
one at a time, please.
Is how can I make love, not war, in my life endeavors and struggles? And if you want me to be more specific, I can be specific.
Oh, God.
Yes, please. Please.
Please.
You get specific.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there an answer?
Well, okay. See, when you feel like making love, you should make love. And, you know, use protection. Be careful who you make love with. And when you
obviously,
make,
yeah.
Right, right? And then, you know, you feel like making war, just go punch, you know,
just
Alfonso in the face.
War.
You know,
wanna,
oh,
like,
no war at all?
Who's Alfonso?
Alfonso's her.
I wanna, save the world.
We're
going to
need to know more.
Okay, saving the world by making love.
Farrah.
Have you ever heard of hippies?
Yes.
Farrah, I have a proposition for you.
Okay.
You're very lucky because tonight you called and we have our own psychic on the line.
Awesome.
Madam Stampley. And Madam Stampley would be happy to do
Hi.
A reading for you. Madam Stampley, Farrah's on the line and she would like a reading. She wants some help in knowing when to make love, not war. Madam Stampley, go.
Three times for me.
Hi, this is kind of a bad connection, but
Madam,
nice to talk to you on the phone.
Madam Stampley needs you to say your name three times.
Oh, okay. Sarah.
And then I need your birth date.
And then she's going to need your birth date.
Needs my birthday is That's August 27th. 1984,
my God, you're so young. 1984, that's...
Yeah, August 27th, 1984.
That's
yeah.
The year before Back to the Future came out, and I don't need a psychic to tell me that.
That's right, but this is an awesome movie that I still appreciate.
Okay, well...
I watched it as an infant.
At Christmas.
Oh. Okay, Farrah, I'm going to call
yeah.
my spirit guide. My spirit guide, come to us.
Oh, I can't hear very well. What?
Focus on your question.
Could you repeat the question?
Just hang on, Farrah. Hang on.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Oh, I feel spirit. The candles, yes, yes. She's here. Everyone, Isabella, my spirit guide is here. She's on my left shoulder. She's here to answer this very important question.
I'm still here, but I can't hear anything.
It's fine, Farrah. I'll let you know when you need to talk.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you going to keep bringing that up? Honestly. Okay. But I really need everyone in studio to focus their energies on Farrah.
That's right.
Right now.
Oh, I heard my name.
Energy.
I put it in the washer. No, I put it in the washer. It's in the washer. I don't know why you keep talking about it.
Farrah.
It'll be fine.
Farrah.
What?
Punch him in the butt.
Okay.
Farrah.
Here,
I can hear you.
Here is what Isabella is telling me. She wants me to relay
what?
This to you. Cut two things. Number one, your physical attractiveness, attraction to the opposite sex. You're a little too aware of it.
I'm like outside and there's lots of loud music and I can't hear.
Turn
What'd you
off
say?
Music.
Your physical attraction
yes.
to the opposite sex. You're too aware of it. Tone it down
yes.
a little bit. You'll be more appealing. Next is in bed. Isabel is telling me you need to stay focused.
Stay focused.
Focus in bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Focus.
I will stay focused.
Just stay.
I heard that one.
If you don't stop it, I'm going to cut your wings off, I swear. I'm sorry about that. So that is the answer to your question. It's that
focused.
Those are the answers.
Focus.
Sarah,
okay.
You should focus.
Yeah, you guess you need to focus.
Oh.
Oh, that was great. I'm glad that Farrah called. We're going to have to make
Thanks,
room for
Farrah.
Other callers now. Madam Stampley, I think you did a fine job. I think that was a good read. Not a lot of reaction on the pens at the post office thing, but I don't think any of you are thinking about it. What this means for the post office. Obviously, they can't have an infinite supply of pens there, pens there, pens there.
At Sounds
the
like a budget
office.
Issue.
But they have pens at the bank with chains on them, and I'm convinced that if they chain pens to the desks at the post office, that the pens wouldn't walk away, and we'd be able to get through the line faster, and I wouldn't end up going to FedEx. So I think I'm right on that one. I'll just throw that away. Next one, flossless teeth. Why are there spaces between our teeth? Does anybody know? Anyone? I mean, I like that there's more than one tooth. I like the look of it. I like the separation. But I think we could also get the illusion of the gaps between the teeth without actually making individual teeth. And Rosalita
the tooth fairy out of a job.
Rosalita was in prosthetic dentistry for several years. So Rosalita, tell me, do you think it's possible to make a single tooth look like several teeth and replace the teeth that we have in our mouths with the ones that are multiple and separated, which just leads to disease? Rosalita Schneider, go.
Well, regarding this topic, I have a story to tell. In the 1920s, in Poland and Czechoslovakia, there were experiments. Humans bred pigs whose teeth basically were one big tooth. Because they were actually doing research what happened if we didn't have the gaps. But what happened, let's say the pig had a cavity in one tooth.
No shit.
The whole thing got sick and had the cavity and would spread. If you have several teeth with gaps and you have a cavity, it stays with one tooth.
Wow.
You might
I'm
lose
really
the tooth,
excited
but
to hear
only
that.
One.
I agree. I agree. I agree. I agree. I agree.
I don't know if that's real, what you just said.
That is incorrect. The correct spelling of applesauce is...
I'm sort of thinking that that's probably not true. So we need to move on. I think we should move our trash to the moon. All of it.
There's no gravity.
Well, I mean, they could put rocks on top of it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, there is gravity. It's something like 13% less than what we have here. So you can float around, but things do... I mean, there's there's no atmosphere, but there's enough gravity to hold some stuff down. The moon lander was... wait, how many people in the room believe that we've actually been to the moon? People. Show of hands.
Sure.
You guys really think we went to the moon?
Yeah.
Sure.
No. No? Uh-uh. No, yeah, there's no way we've been to the moon.
Get the fuck out!
Exactly, there is no way that we have been to the moon. Impossible.
It's like an REM phone.
The radiation.
We have absolutely not been to the moon.
To the moon.
Sorry to interrupt. Isabel is telling me we have not been to the moon.
Man, I knew it. I always knew it.
We have not been to the moon ever. Nobody's been on the moon. What are you talking about, the moon? I mean, I don't even know if it exists. I don't know. With questions tonight, 9 p.m. Pacific time. That's 323-482-1084. Call us 323-482-1084. Call with questions. Any questions. Tonight's theme is ideas.
So we have a those peacocks. We got a call coming in here. I'm gonna answer that.
Great.
Caller, you're gonna have to hang on a second. We've got an important email. We'll be right with you.
Okay.
So we got this email from somebody called Stuart. He says, "Hey folks, I like your show.
Hi, Stuart.
To generate power, I was thinking about an array of small embedded pressure pads laid out on the highways. Each time a car rolled over one, it would engage and produce a tiny bit of energy. Don't know quite how. Magnets? Question mark. Because so many cars would be rolling over the pads, with the pads distributed over big areas of the road, they could end up accumulating a lot of extra voltage from an already existing feature of modern life. What do you think? Your brother, not your real brother, Stuart."
Oh, that's just great.
Well, Mr. Estefani, you've been quiet tonight. What do you think about these power-generating pressure pads? Hey, I need you to get off your Twitter if you want to be on this show.
I apologize.
It's okay. Energy-generating pressure pads? What do you think, Mr. Estefani?
I like them.
You like it. You're into that idea.
I'm into it. I'll jump on those.
Scientifically, I'm not sure if the science and the math is there. First of all, you would have to have longer pads than just a small area, because it would have to use the momentum that comes off the wheels. If it happened over and over again on several pads, that would make sense, but then you have a road essentially made of electric pads that are generating energy, maybe. And the question here was with some kind of magnets. I'm going to say no. Unless they were nuclear magnets, then you could do it. But
that's what they used to go onto the moon.
Exactly. Wait, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon. The Hello, you're on call with questions.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Amalia. I'm calling from the Silent Movie Theater.
Oh, it's great to have you. Thank you for calling. What is
How
your question?
Hi, Amalia. Hi.
I think everybody here
Hello,
is...
Hello, Amalia.
Everybody here
from
is
From the
okay.
Silent Movie Theater.
We got people here on their Twitter. And
I'm off now.
At least two people are painting their toenails. It's a real concerted effort here. How are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm okay. I had a question.
Absolutely.
Go. Yeah.
Well, my question is that I've gotten older.
Yeah.
As I've aged, and just as an adult, I've developed a fear of voicemail.
Voicemail.
I know this.
And I haven't always had that. It just sort of started, like, this year. And I was wondering if
oh my
it
God.
Was tied in with, like, fear of the apocalypse.
I think so.
Or if you think it's like a freestanding fear.
Liz Tracy,
I
go.
I have to tell you something. I have the same fear. I refuse to check my voicemail messages, and I'm blaming 2012. I don't know. I think, you know, I can see where you're coming from.
But I really don't believe in 2012.
You don't believe in 2012. That was my next question.
Well, then when's the apocalypse coming?
I don't think that. Because I was really scared about Y2K, I think, I guess. Oh. 9 years ago, I was like all ready to have the world implode, and then it didn't. And so I think that sort of
you were scared. How were you scared? What do you mean you were scared?
Well, it's not that I was certain that all of the fears that people were generating
that the banks would fail.
Anything true?
And you'd have no money in your bank account.
Like there was a possibility.
Right.
Of. You know, either like a massive terrorist, or it seemed plausible that if somebody was going to blow up the world or like make everything end, that it would happen.
Amalia,
right
let
at the
me
turn
ask
of the century.
You.
And then when that didn't happen, I kind of stopped worrying.
Maybe you should try looking inside yourself, because when I think about voicemail, I have a similar fear, and that
real
is
deep.
Being bothered. I don't like to be bothered,
yeah.
And as my voicemail tends to accumulate, I tend to put off listening to it more and more, and then it becomes an event. Do you have those feelings sometimes, Amalia?
I agree.
Well, I guess a little bit, like, I don't know, I think it's more like the fear is actually like the moment of checking the messages, like
that's retarded.
Bad news.
So you don't mind hearing your own voice on other people's voicemail? That doesn't bother you?
No, I don't leave a ton of voicemail messages. Like, usually I'll just hang up, but I don't mind it that much. It's more just that, like, usually what I have to say, I know that I can't articulate it that well.
Well, I hate to say this, but...
I have bad luck with leaving messages.
You're talking about metaphysical things here, and I think we need to refer this call to our own psychic, because we've got her. She's in this dimension. Madam Stampley?
Yes.
What do you think about Amalia's question here about her fear of voicemail, the future, bad luck, rabies, Y2K, terrorism?
Once again, I'm going to need her to repeat her name 3 times.
Did you hear that, Amalia?
No, I didn't hear it.
Madam Stampley is going to need you to repeat your name 3 times.
Amalia, Amalia, Amalia.
Good. And I'm going to need her birth date.
Your birth date, Amalia?
January 18th, 1980.
Hmm. Okay. Isabel's here with me.
Just hold on, Amalia.
Give me a moment. No. I made it with cream and mushroom soup. I know you don't like it. Amalia, what she's bringing forward to me, that you need to stop trying to figure out what is ahead, handle your current issues, and you will not have a problem with voicemail. This is what she said. That's the answer.
I have an additional suggestion, and that is for all you listeners out there to please leave your name and number, and that is all. Because requiring me to listen to your lengthy voicemails and then listen to it again when I call you back is just disruptive.
I actually looked it up. 2012 is a movie that comes out this year. November 13th. It's directed by Roland Emmerich. You should see that. That'll answer all your questions.
Thanks.
What did you
think? Thank you, Mr. Stefani.
You're welcome.
Have a good grasp on the apocalypse, and I trust you.
I can't really
November 13th, go see 2012. They paid me $4,000 to say that.
I think that Amalia doesn't believe in 2012. I don't think she's worried about 2012.
Then she doesn't believe this movie exists.
Well, I think
I swear if you YouTube it, you can see the trailer.
Delete your voice
messages.
I'm
going to watch it right now.
The apocalypse is coming. Don't waste any more precious time. Just call your friends back.
So, now, okay. Amalia, Liz okay. Tracy is a theologian, and she knows a lot about these things, and she's basically saying that your fear has nothing to do with anything superstitious. It's all in your mind, and that you need to eradicate it from your mind and to get rid of your phone.
That's right.
I made a mistake and wore my underwear into the bathtub.
I would take your phone and smash it.
Tater tot casserole.
With something heavy, like a giant...
Tater tot casserole.
Or a big...
Taco salad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or you could...
Go see 2012.
You could take some...
Old water.
And pour it on your cell phone.
November 13th.
And now get yourself a pet.
Yeah, a pet.
Oh,
can you
certainly.
Have... I think all of those would
actually, yeah, the pet, that's the best answer.
Can you have pets at your home?
I'm not
your home?
Around anything very heavy right now, but can you, I could find something later.
Can you have pets
What about
at
a
your
stuffed
home?
Animal?
Can I have what?
Pets at your home?
Yeah, I have heavy things at home.
You can smash things... On your, you can smash your pet.
That sounds like a bunch of fucking
bullshit
to me.
I'll probably take it outside because I don't want to mess up my house.
What about a chicken?
Amalia, thank you for calling.
This is all of the questions. 323-482-1084.
So I want to talk about this staring contest. I was at the staring contest that you set up, Mr. Stefani.
Correct.
So great.
I have lots of questions about this. First of all, was it...
That's retarded.
Well, not retarded on purpose.
I'll be the judge of that,
was it? Was it intentionally... Well, first of all, whose idea was it to have a staring contest?
That's a great question.
Thank you, Dale.
It's kind of complicated.
Well... Go ahead and, I mean, we can't verify facts. That's not what this show is about. So if you want to say it was your idea, I don't care. I'm trying to make
a
conversation.
If I talk too long, people will get really bored.
Tater tot casserole.
Like I'll take partial credit for it.
All the time.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm really excited to hear that.
I'll say 51%.
51%.
Just to give me a little bit more than everyone
right,
else.
More than most. So was the idea, okay, why don't you explain what happened when we were at the staring contest? That's going to be impossible to talk over. Really is.
Yep.
Women
can
in
you
prison.
Put the chips away and make
this
me hungry?
Summer, forget what you know.
You notice that if the show gets interrupted too much, it just becomes Dale's show.
Please close the refrigerator door.
And it's like, it's not something... Well, I can...
Yes, I can tell.
I'm just going to start talking.
I wish that I also enjoyed it. I love your songs. I love your songs.
I'm gonna get some water.
I love your songs. 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 Now let's listen to some of my music.
I don't think that Dale knows that his songs are not quantized at all. He has no idea how to use a computer to record music, and
come
so
on,
there's
Dale.
No quantization. There's no click track.
Lesbian.
There's nothing in it that makes it musical.
Come on, Dale.
It sounds
come
like
on.
It's insane. Dale.
I'm
seriously.
Allergic to music. I'm getting hives right
shut
now,
it,
Dale, please.
That rash is really ugly.
My throat is swelling.
Okay, so you had the staring contest.
We had a staring contest.
Dale has a rash.
What was the idea behind the staring contest? To make people laugh.
To make people laugh. Yeah, we went against the grain on that one.
So the idea was, if you put two people in front of each one another.
Correct.
And you set up the situation where they have to look at one another.
Yes.
They can't look away. Because you put somebody in a situation where they can't change it, and they have
right.
to persevere, it's automatically funny.
In a way, yeah. That was the goal.
And do you think that it was successful?
Yeah.
Good question.
To varying degrees, yes. A winner was declared.
And who was the winner?
But J-Lup was robbed.
That's debatable.
So who was the winner of the staring contest?
Los Angeles Philharmonic.
Okay, I was there. I mean, I'm asking you these questions for the people that weren't. I was there.
I have
some opinions about what went on. So, basically,
we freestyled it.
It's as simple as it sounds. It's two people standing in front of each other.
Correct.
And the general rules at the beginning of the contest were you can't laugh. If you laugh, you lose.
Exactly.
And then those rules had to be augmented to make the contest actually go somewhere. Because towards the end, it really wasn't going anywhere. You got people that were so good at staring.
But you can be a douche.
The competitors had no sense of humor.
You can be a douche.
You know what you're supposed to say when you don't want to laugh and you feel like laughing in your head? Over and over, you say, dead babies, dead babies,
tell me.
Dead babies, dead babies, yes. Dead babies, dead babies, dead babies. That's what your winner was thinking about, piles of dead babies.
Well, we had comedians in the room, but I think they ended up being more annoying than funny. But it was still a good time.
Whatever.
So, I thought the comedians didn't work at all, actually.
Sometimes.
They were not funny.
Maybe 15% of the jokes.
And,
it was just...
I'm going to get the critical stuff out of the way.
Okay.
Comedians, not funny. Not even 15%. Number two, the rules.
12.
You can't change the rules in the middle of a game. And they did change. And that's when J-Lep got robbed of the
that's
trophy.
Right.
It's nothing against you.
I'm not going to deny that.
It's nothing against you. Okay, so here's the weirdest thing to me. I loved it. I loved the staring contest.
Okay.
I thought it was funny, and I thought that it was, you know, you guys raised money for a charity and all that. That's good.
Yeah, we can still raise more.
Here's the thing that stood out to me, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I might as well, because I was the first person to out what I believe was the genesis of a romantic relationship. At the staring contest, because I'm sort of curious if you anticipated that people may fall in love staring at each other for a long period of time.
Well, we're falling in love.
I remember.
I remember.
This.
I remember. This.
So, what do you think?
I think it's possible if you stare long enough into someone's eyes.
Did you guys talk about that? Did that come up in the conversation? Because I'm guessing no.
No.
It didn't. You guys never thought, if we got two people that are sexually compatible. You like that? Sexually compatible.
Oh, I like it.
When we need
oh,
her.
Yeah.
Sexually compatible. Sexually compatible. So if you've
That's
got
enough.
Two people that are sexually compatible
yes.
facing each other 8 inches apart, something can happen. And it did happen. And I was standing right
it
effing
did.
There, and I said, forget it. They're in love. We're going to be
and
here
then it
all
ended.
Day. And she grabbed him by the face and kissed him
you.
On his mouth.
It was unbelievable.
And I said it. I called it because I realized that they were looking at each other. They were gazing at one another, not staring, gazing at one another.
Did they use tongue?
No, but it was a nice smooch. It was a smooch,
well, I don't
Liz.
Know.
Okay, but here's the thing.
I want
so,
some tongue.
What if it was
Of course you do.
Here's the thing. I went up to the guy. His name is Scott. I went up to him after the thing, after he finally lost, because he did lose to another guy. And I said...
Who he also fell in love with.
Well, I sort of suspected that. And I said... we got a caller here. Caller, you're going to have to hang on 1 second. I'm getting through this call. Just give me 1 second here. So I said to the guy, I need to interview you because I think that you fell in love at this thing. And I've got this interview with him on tape and the woman that kissed him. And I want to play it and I want to go through it point by point.
We're going to go through this.
But we've got a question here.
Okay.
From caller, what is your name and from where are you calling?
Hello, it's Danny, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Oh, it's delightful, Washington, D.C. Hello,
yeah,
Danny.
Washington, D.C. We got a lot of...
All right.
We got a lot of...
Washington, D.C. is in
it's
British
hot right
Columbia.
Now.
Washington Barbwearers. You must know the Washington Barbwearers field hockey team. You must be a big fan. You got a lot of barbwear fans.
Huge fan.
Huge fan of the Barbwearers, yeah. So, Danny, you're in Washington, D.C., and you have a question for us tonight.
Yes, I have a question.
Tell me.
My question is, when you rearrange your living room and you remove a heavy piece of furniture and it leaves that indentation in the carpet?
Yes.
Oh,
how
no.
can you fix that? How can you get rid of that indentation?
How can you get rid of the indentation in the carpet? Roswitha Schneider from the Institute for European Placement of Furniture.
You take a wooden spoon and rub it. Rub, 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 rub.
Does it have to be wooden?
That's what she said.
Well, I have experimented with it. You might want to use a metal spoon, but make sure the edges are soft because you don't want to leave marks or hurt the structure of the carpet because you don't want to get it fuzzy or felty.
Like, right. You could buy a new house, too. I mean, you could just leave. And that's another option.
Yeah.
Do you have allergies?
I think I like the second suggestion.
If you have allergies, you might just want to get rid of the carpet, all in all.
But what if it's just like a rug?
Rug?
Carpets suck. Mm-hmm. Rugs are okay.
Yeah, wooden spoon. Try it.
I would
what
go
about
with
if you
the,
got it wet? Right.
I would go with the wooden
put a little
spoon.
That's what she said.
I have a friend here who has a question.
Oh, absolutely. Put him or her on.
All right. Hold on.
Gail Zavala, are you listening? I know that
she's
you
shy.
Called in.
Yes, we're ready for your question. Go ahead.
No, she's shy. She doesn't want to ask her question.
Oh.
I could ask it for her.
She could ask it to you. She could put the words out of her mouth and into yours, and you
sure.
could put them into
call
the phone.
Call with questions.
With
call
your mouth.
With
otherwise,
questions.
We're just going to sing and stuff. I can sing all day. I love it. It's like good. Sing all day, I love it.
I can listen to him
sing
all
day.
Sing
all
day.
Sing all day. Sing all day. Sing all day.
All right.
Sing
all day. We'll call back if we have another question.
They have it. No, we're ready. Give it to me.
Nobody solves a problem like Maria.
How do you
I think it's how do you solve a problem like Maria?
How do you take a call and pass it down?
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Danny, we're ready for your question.
How do you solve a problem like George Michael? All
right.
Searching for one.
Would you like to have a psychic reading?
Oh, I would love a psychic reading.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
We just so happen to have our own psychic, Madam Stampley. You might have some problems hearing Madam Stampley, but I will repeat her questions to you. Madam Stampley.
Okay, I'm ready.
Madam Stampley, are you there?
I am here.
Madam Stampley, could you not jingle that bell so much, please? I know it helps you get
those are crystals.
Through to the psychic
Madam
potato, but
yes.
It's causing
psychic
some problems.
Isabel, her name is Isabel.
Isabel.
Yes.
Isabel. Danny.
I'm ready for my psychic reading.
So,
it's coming.
Yes.
Madam Stampley, we have Danny with us on the line from Washington, D.C. She would like a psychic reading. I guess you're going to need her to repeat her name three times. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So, Danny, why don't you go ahead and say your name three times into the phone and then your date of birth.
All right. Danny. November 16th, 1981.
80s
baby.
Excellent. And what does she have a specific question?
Do you have a specific question, Danny?
Yes, I would like to know what the future holds for me.
What the future holds for you? Well, I'm going to tell you right now that that's very general, but I think that Madam Stampley can help you.
Just one second. I'm really focusing. Everybody, if you could in the studio, focus on this question.
Focus.
I need everybody's psychic energy.
Focus.
Everybody's psychic energy.
Focus.
Please.
Psychic power. Miss Cleo. Psychic power.
Isabel
Bumbaclot
is talking to me.
I'm having a hard time hearing the madam.
Isabel wants Danny to know the key to understanding what's happening in her life right now is hidden in her dreams. That's the answer.
The key to what is happening in your life right now is hidden in your dreams. In your dreams.
There's symbols. Isabel's showing me symbols.
What kind of symbol?
A star.
A cedar tree. A Christmas tree. A bush.
A square.
The Bible. Moses.
A star. A square.
Andrew.
Are there any earthquakes in my future?
Holly.
Are there any earthquakes in her future, Madam Stampley?
Hell, you know, I have to tell you, there was an earthquake earlier.
I wasn't informed of that earthquake. I'm lucky enough to be on the other coast at the moment.
Oh, thank God.
Are you?
I'm in the Midwest.
That's what she said.
There are no earthquakes in your future.
Thank God. That means I can come home. Otherwise, I wasn't going to come back to L.A.
No.
Oh, thank God. Come on home, Danny.
Come home.
Come on.
Come home.
Come on home.
Come home.
We're waiting.
Come home.
Yeah, miss.
Come home. I'm coming home.
Don't let your fears get in the way of your success.
Come home. Come home. Come home. Come home.
Success
leads to death.
Felt in
Korea.
Malagas.
Calling home.
There's an empty chair waiting for you.
Danny.
We have a call coming in. Thank you for calling Call with Questions. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Gail from Florida.
Hi, Gail.
Mamacita.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
I have an important question.
Yes, Gail. Please, go ahead.
Due to the economy,
yes.
My husband and I have had to live in separate states.
Yes.
And I'm wondering what you think
what
a married couple of over 30 years should do. Stick it out, or should I lose, or just give up everything here and fly off to Texas?
Well, that's a great question. I have to ask you a couple questions to answer your question. My first question is, have you ever been to Texas?
Actually, yes.
My second question is, did you know that in Texas they don't have as good a barbecue as they have in Florida? I know. I'm gonna hang that out here because a lot of people like the Texas barbecue. I mean, Texas is known. Texas is known for barbecue, but Florida has the green and the yellow barbecue, and you can't get that in Texas.
What is that? Yellow, like.
Okay, what is green and yellow?
I think it's
like
made
swine
from
flu?
Tomatillos and swine flu.
Oh,
and
yes.
No, I think it's made from tomatillos, and they don't make that in Texas. All they have is that you know, they got the rub or the sauce, I think. So that's one nod for Florida. Well, secondly,
I suffer from IBS, so
oh,
I
yeah.
wouldn't eat barbecue anyway.
You wouldn't be eating the barbecue anyway.
We like that.
So,
we like that.
Well, then that's not a mark for
at least 2 out of 5 of us
for
have
Florida.
Diarrhea at this very moment.
That's true, actually.
I would like to know if you like guns.
Do you like guns and steer? Because there's a lot of.
I heard deer. What was the first one?
Guns. How do you how do you feel about guns?
I don't like them.
Nope, don't like guns. Texas, there's a lot of guns in Texas. I think the state of Texas has more firearms than the entire military.
But the state of Florida is shaped like a gun.
And it's also Uh-oh. Shaped like something else if you've ever watched HBO After Dark. If you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. I'm confused.
HBO After Dark.
What?
You guys are okay. Right. No, seriously. Seriously.
We think you should move to Houston.
I
think it's
Florida.
A time.
Well, here's
for the economy to get better.
Here's what I think, Gail.
It's going to get better.
I think the economy is going to get better. And I'm not trying to get into your business, but I have a lady friend myself, and she went away out of the country for several weeks, and we used the internet to, you know, to keep things going, if you know what I mean, romantically speaking.
Okay. Sexting.
Mr. Stephanie, what do you think about that?
I think the economy is going to get better.
I think the economy is going to get better, but if you have a computer with a camera on it, it's great. Let me just tell you, it's great. Oh, you guys. No, I wasn't joking. Seriously. All right. Gail, thanks for calling. Do you have any more questions we can help you out with?
We love you, Gail.
We love you, Gail.
I'm going to ponder your answers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sounds good.
You have a nice night.
Thanks for calling Call with Questions.
Bye, Mom.
And the number is 323-842-1084.
That was 12 numbers.
323-482-1084. Call with your questions tonight.
That was a tough one.
So, the staring contest. Just to recap, the staring contest, two people standing very close to each other, looking into each other's eyes. The developers of the staring contest did not anticipate two of these people who did not know each other falling in love. I've got proof that it happened right here. We're going to play it now. Okay, here we go. We're going to play it. Staring contest. Here it is.
Hi. Can I interview you?
Yeah.
Great. What's your name?
Scott.
Scott, I'm Dominic. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, tell me what happened there. What went wrong? This is not my card, by the way.
All right.
That's not me.
Okay.
My name is Dominic.
All right.
I don't know who said it.
I'll give Matthew Lewis a call.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. What went wrong? What happened?
think it was beard intimidation that was having a little bit of
this guy had it way, self-consciousness way, about it. I mean, I don't mean to say cooler, but he had a nicer beard.
Okay, so here's basically what's going on at this point. Scott has just lost, right? He put up a good fight, but he just lost to this guy that had a beard. Scott also had a beard, so that's where things
are. Well, not necessarily cooler, just bigger.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of that evolutionary thing where the man with the biggest beard gets all the chicks.
Do you get anything? Because you got pretty far.
I got a free shirt.
Yeah, that's it.
I think I still have my dignity.
Well, that's nice.
It's a shred of dignity.
I think the two of you had the most interesting match.
Yeah.
And I think I called it. I think you guys, something happened. Chemistry.
Okay, caller, hang on 1 second. So I'm outing this guy. I'm telling him right now. Something's going on. You guys, something happened here.
And I think I called it. I think you guys, something happened. Chemistry.
The Coldplay playing in the background.
Yeah, something magical happened. And so, I mean, do you admit that there was...
Yeah,
was
magic.
You guys could have done that all day.
Yeah.
I mean, this could have gone on all day.
Yeah.
It was magical, right?
So that's her. That's this other mystery woman. She's chiming in here saying...
It was magical, right? I sort of felt like I was there for the genesis. Did you guys know each other before?
No, not really. Well, after this is done, I'm training with her for next year.
Do you feel like you have the power to make people fall in love with you by looking at you?
Yes.
And do you work on it? Do you like practice in the mirror or?
You got it or you don't got it.
So you guys went for like how long? Like probably 10 minutes or something? Maybe?
It felt like that.
Maybe.
What point did you feel like there was a connection being made?
The kitty noises. The kitty keyboard is probably.
And you like were looking, and what were you thinking when you were looking at her and you heard the kitty keyboard noises?
I was just imagining laying by a fire with kittens.
Together, right.
Climbing all over us.
And you didn't know each other.
I was very smitten by the kittens.
Are you single?
No.
You're not single. Are you single?
No.
So this is important. Neither of them are single.
They were both lying.
Yet they both acknowledge that they made this connection together.
That's in big trouble.
No, we're in a relationship now.
Facebook, yeah. You can have affair. It's not an affair on Facebook.
Yeah. So that's basically the end of it. I told the guy, just go ahead and have an affair on Facebook. Caller, thank you for calling Call with Questions.
Hello, and thank you for calling Call with Questions. What is your name, and from where are you calling?
What is your name, and from where are you calling?
My name's Phil. I'm in Los Angeles.
Phil from Los Angeles. You must be a huge fan of the
Phil?
Los Angeles Wave Garnishers. The Los Angeles Wave Garnishers. Let's hear it.
Wage?
That's just great. Or
wave
just
like wave Garnishers.
They're the best.
Go ahead.
But yeah, so I have an idea, because it's about ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have an idea for something that's called the swine flute.
The swine flute?
Yeah.
So
do you
that's
play
like
it like
a,
you play the skin flute?
That's like a flute.
Oh, damn.
Well,
that's
let's,
what she said.
Hey, let's it's let not, Phil, let's let like, Phil explain
sorry,
it.
Sorry, Phil.
Yeah, it's like, so my brother, he actually got the flu, the swine flu in Mexico.
In Mexico.
So I was thinking like if I could make the swine flute, I could blow it away.
Oh, you're talking about an ocarina, and you've played way too much Legend of Zelda, because ocarinas are not scientific, and since we know that magic doesn't exist in this world, but of course not in the land of Legend of Zelda, a swine flute would actually not cure, that's right, not cure swine flute.
But I think it's how you make it.
That's retarded.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Dale on that one. And I think if you make a swine flute at all, you're
fucking full of shit.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you.
Well, what if I told you I made it today?
You made a swine flute today.
Wow.
You made one.
Can you play it for us?
Uh-huh.
What did you make it out of?
You're totally fucking with me.
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
Wow, I'm really excited to hear that.
Burrito?
It's a burrito?
No.
Interesting.
No. It's a.
No, I was just saying, I kind of want to eat a burrito.
You well,
oh, yeah.
There's a difference between a flute and a burrito. They have the same shape, but the critical difference is that a flute has to have wind that can pass through it, and if you want to change the frequency of the pitch that comes out of the flute, you have to have several holes in the top of the flute and cover them with your fingers. And when you let your fingers off, the pitch of the wind going through the flute will change. A burrito is filled
with deliciousness,
with meat or vegetables or cheese or rice or beans
or all.
Then that's how it would do it, I guess, with the air going through.
Yeah. So you wouldn't want to use a burrito as a flute, because that might cause problems.
Elephantitis.
Like elephantitis.
Rocky
or
Dennis.
Lesbian.
Or lesbianism.
The difference between a burrito and a flute is the toot.
Tater tot casserole.
That's right. So
where I come from, they both toot.
Phil.
Burritos.
Phil. Yeah. Let's give you a psychic reading here real quick.
Cool.
Madam Stampley. Are you with us?
Yes.
Focus.
I am with you.
Phil, focus.
So Phil has some problems here, Madam Stampley. His brother got the swine flu from a burrito, and Phil would like to cure his brother by creating a swine flute, which I think we have confirmed he's not going to go ahead and make, because they don't actually solve his problem. But I think Phil really wants to help his brother out here.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for Phil, Madam Stampley?
Isabel would, of course, love to give advice. You know, she's my spirit guide. Again, I'm going to need his name 3 times and his date of birth.
Okay, Phil, go ahead and say your name 3 times and then your date of birth.
Yeah. Phil. I was born May 18th,
1957.
Happy birthday.
I'm a computer programmer.
Phil, yeah, we don't need to know that. It's fine.
Are you guapo?
Flute?
Toot.
Shoes. No, the shoes are by the door.
Focus.
Yeah.
Focus. Focus.
Isabel's having a little trouble. I'm gonna really need everybody's energy if we could all chant together.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. I love chanting.
Isabel.
Focus. Focus.
She's coming through to me. She's
whispering.
It's getting louder.
Sounds like a can radio.
Okay.
Oh,
Isabel,
I hear you now.
Says that Phil's insight. Which would be the flute, I'm assuming.
I am Phil,
yes. Actually, a good idea.
Interesting. I don't think anyone is going to believe that.
Oh, so you think it's a good idea?
It's a good idea, and you need to stick with it. It might not have it right at this time, but Isabel is telling me your insight is definitely going to benefit somebody in the end.
That sounds like a bunch of fucking horseshit to me.
Great.
Yeah, see this...
I guess I'll try it then.
Yeah, you know what, Phil? I'm going to go ahead and intervene here, because if you waste your time making a swine flute...
Whatever.
...to cure... I can't even talk about this anymore.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Phil.
We'll be right back.
questions. 323-482-1084. Dígame.
Did we finish talking about the staring contest?
Yeah!
So, Phil, I hope we helped you out there. Do not make a swine flute. We have a letter here from Robert. Robert lives in the valley, and he works at the airport. He's writing in, "Yes, today, spelled D-E-Y, I had an idea for making my life better. Question mark." I don't know what the hell is going on here with this guy's grammar. "I work at the airport, but must drive the 405. It is so crowded," spelled C-R-O-U-D-I-D, crowded. Wow, this guy is really putting things together. "It can't they make a 406 next to it? It would get me to work faster with more lanes. Please, there are so many open spaces by the museums with nothing but trees, bushes. It is make to me so mad and angerful. Can you please tell them just to make a 406 there in the trees?" Oh, wow. This is amazing. So,
I'm angerful right now.
Robert wants to make a 406 off sort of to the left and the right, I guess, of the 405. Well, Robert, I think I can go ahead and take this one on. I feel pretty confident about it. Robert, I don't think that the naming of the road is the problem here. You're sort of proposing that just making a 406 is going to get you to work faster, and I think there's a lot of logistical things in the state of California. Another idea. "Why can't they make tomatoes that taste like pizza sauce and ketchup already? Because that's all we use them for." That is a great idea.
Ew.
That is a great idea.
Ew.
Why do tomatoes...
Whose idea was that?
It was from somebody that wrote in.
They're brilliant.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea because we really... It's not like we...
No, it is not.
It's not like we use tomatoes for anything else.
No.
Who knows the best now?
Okay, so we have a email question from a listener. "Yes, that's right. Let's make use of small folks we have waiting around for a Wizard of Oz remake. The midgets should sit under your desk at work and do little things for you, staple, photocopy, etc. Also, for the more adventurous type, the happy ending desk midget." Yeah, we're not going to... Right, I don't know how many small people are listening to
There's
the show.
There's one right
but
here. Excuse
we're definitely
me.
We're definitely not going to go with that one. So here comes another one. Uh-oh, somebody's having problems with the stream. I'll have to look at that. Let's see. Here we've got another one from Cecily McMahon coming in. "How much wood would a wood chopper chop if a wood chopper could chop wood?"
That's what she...
Roswitha Schneider, go. "How much wood would a wood chopper chop if a
wood
chopper..."
A lot, about 2 tons a day.
2 tons.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know that?
I've watched wood choppers do
it. It's Mommy.
Chop some wood.
Yeah.
Like
man,
that
they
wood.
Chop all day. They take breaks. They
two
like
tons.
Have,
sandwiches, and they have to go to the restroom.
Roswita, can we sing
they,
this together?
Go to the restroom behind the trees they haven't chopped yet. And then they go back to chopping. They chop all day, and they can chop about 2 tons of wood, which equals 2 grown, big, fat hippopotamus.
So we got another one here. I've been field studying the progression of youth movements since the early 90s, and I've noted their variances in fashion, slang, drug use, music and dance styles, reactions from the adult establishment, professed spirituality or anti-spirituality, sexual attitudes, social philosophies, etc. With this in mind, my question is, what can we expect from the next youth movement, and should I just grow up and stop trying so hard to hang out with people who are younger than me? Thanks, Gabriel M.
I think I can answer this. Unless, I mean, Mr. Estefani has a really good answer over there. I can just see it on his Estefan face.
Maybe we can answer it at the same time.
Okay. You're too old. Oh, I answered it. I mean, no, I don't have an answer. Go on.
The youth movement. There's always going to be a youth movement.
Yeah.
You're never too old.
Never too old to be a part of the youth movement?
To be a part of it.
But so what happens when you're not a youth
anymore?
Yeah,
exactly. That's a great question.
You can still follow it.
It'd be nice if Gabriel would send us an email and let us know.
There's a lot of youth movements, too. It's kind of hard to think of all of them at the same time.
It'd be nice if he could let us know.
What is the official youth movement of today?
He's not.
The official one? I don't think there's an official one. I think.
Like the Jonas Brothers.
No, it's Hot Topic.
What about KEDS? Are they part of like a youth movement or like?
Yes.
Z Cavaricci's or Jenko?
Here's something I have to say about this. My cousin, when he was in his early 20s, had the tip of his penis pierced.
Uh huh. He's German.
And yes, he very proudly shared that
with my grandmother, and
my grandmother was very, very disturbed. And I think that not everybody should try and stay young and try to understand, because not everybody can.
I think Gabriel M. is within the youth range still. Doesn't sound like he's too aged.
Is this guy the president? Is this Angela Merkel? What is he saying? What's he saying?
I don't know. It's Swedish.
Swedish. He said, "Viva la foreskin." It's funny because you just talked about the penis getting pierced, and I think that this Swedish guy.
I think Swedish people have foreskins too.
Yeah, this Swedish guy is saying, "Do not."
So your cousin's foreskin was pierced.
No, actually, the tip of his penis, the head.
Does it go through the urethra?
I don't know if we talk about this. I don't know if this is that kind of a show.
Yes.
Wow.
I really don't.
I'd love to see video.
What do you think it was?
But yeah, my cool. Grandpa would like that too.
Why don't we move our trash to the moon?
Yeah,
that is a great question. And George Michael. And I think that the answer.
Not your question.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, no, your question was, why don't we have professional jurors? Because nobody wants jury duty.
No. That was not my
you
question.
Guys, you guys are always... you guys are laughing at my jokes.
No.
It's embarrassing. Cause
it wasn't.
It's not that funny. Okay. All right. I get it.
It all wasn't. Right. Oh, come on.
Okay. What's your question?
I forgot.
Oh, do you want a psychic reading?
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah.
Is it more offensive to... use the middle finger gesture with your thumb sticking out or with it not sticking out? And if so or if not, is it an old person thing to do to give the middle finger with all fingers neatly folded in?
That's a great question. Talk to your doctor.
I think Dale answered that one. If we have any callers that would like to call in and
Dale,
give their opinion about where the fingers should go.
I can tell you where the fingers should go.
Hey, you know what? Why don't they have cabinets that lock after you've eaten all the calories you should eat in a day?
Hi, Lauren. It's Mommy. I just wanted to say hi. Hope you're having a better week and haven't found any more dead bodies since Tuesday. I miss you, and I've been thinking about you all day, so give me a call. I love you. Bye-bye.
Jimmy.
What's your name?
Mike Burnett.
Where are you from?
Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Do you have a psychiatrist?
No, I don't.
What do you do instead?
I drink beer and stuff.
Perfect. Okay, it's all fixed. What's your name?
Megan.
Megan what?
McFarland.
M-E-G-A-N?
Correct.
M-C-F-A-R-L-A-N-E?
Correct.
What is the least favorite thing that you have to do?
At all? Or what?
Yeah, ever. But you do it anyway. Maybe something you do regularly, like shave your boyfriend's back or something.
I really don't have to do that.
Clean the bathroom. That's a good one.
Karen Carr.
Karen Carr. Where are you from, Karen?
Iowa City, Iowa.
What's the funniest thing that your psychologist has ever said to you?
You're getting better.
What's your first name?
Kayla.
What's your last name?
Teal.
When was the last time you had a flat tire?
1996.
You remember? Where are you from, Shayla?
Beaver, Iowa.
What's your first name?
Todd.
What's your last name?
Woody.
How many women have you kissed that have mustaches?
Several.
Noticeable mustache.
An indeterminate large number of ladies with... One time there was one with handlebars. That was weird.
Ooh.
It is weird.
Okay. No, I'm good. What's your first name?
Forrest.
Your last name?
Seward.
Where are you from?
From Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. What is the worst thing a doctor's ever said to you?
Say toy boat five times real fast.
Okay, what's your first name?
Joel Anderson.
What's your last name?
Toy Boy.
Where are you
boy,
from?
Toy Boy.
Originally?
Yes.
Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Cedar Falls,
toy
Iowa.
Boy, toy Boy. Toy
what
toy
is
boy.
The worst thing that you've ever done to an animal, either unintentionally or, heaven forbid, intentionally?
I hit a squirrel with my car when I was 17. I remember I was listening to A Tribe Called Quest. And I hit it, and I honked, hoping it would move and understand that honking meant to get out of the way. So I didn't change my speed at all. And I think I might
have
run over
have
a cat one time too, but I'm not sure.
That's really great.
What's your first name?
Aoife.
What's your last name?
Cassidy.
Where are you from?
Dublin, Ireland.
What is the meanest thing you've ever said to somebody during a breakup?
Oh, God, there's so many.
Yeah. The meanest.
The meanest? Maybe I said that they were gay.
What's your first name?
Jason.
What's your last name?
Hennessy.
Where are you from?
I'm from Iowa.
Where in Iowa?
I live in West Branch.
What's the meanest thing you've ever said to somebody during a breakup?
During a breakup?
Yeah.
What do you mean a breakup?
Well, it could be a breakup with a romantic partner or like a end of a friendship.
Okay, just a relationship type of breakup.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything particularly mean that I've said. Maybe like fuck you or something. That's pretty general, you know.
But nothing like I will regret ever having spent this much time with you, or I can't believe that I've spent that much time in your bed. Nothing like that.
I don't think I would be comfortable with that level of confrontation.
Okay. The more general thing.
Yeah, maybe I'd say something out of anger, but... Sounds lame. You know, nothing that pointedly cruel.
What's your first name?
My first name is Philip.
What's your last name?
Merker.
Where are you from, originally?
Originally, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
What was the last thing that you ate?
A roast beef sandwich.
Chips.
Today?
About 18 minutes ago.
Oh, that wasn't the one that you ate yesterday?
No, sir.
Do you eat roast beef sandwiches often?
Yes.
You ate one yesterday, too?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What's your first name?
Zach.
What's your last name?
Westerdahl.
Where are you from?
Iowa.
What part of Iowa? Peter Rabbit.
So, we have an email invention. Someone wrote in with an invention, and we're going to see what you guys think about this one. My invention is perfect for shitty days in traffic. I've spent many hours on US 1 dreaming about this and long to see the day this innovation is commercially available. Imagine small speakers mounted on the outside of your car. From the inside of your vehicle, you can push buttons with pre-programmed messages for your surrounding drivers, or speak into a small microphone, which will then be amplified loud enough to be heard by drivers in your immediate vicinity.
Oh my goodness.
I believe these
insane.
Fuck you speakers will change the way we drive.
No, I have a suggestion. I think that's a great idea, although fuck you is a little bit...
By increasing communication and creating dialogue between all those who share the roadways. What do you think, Lila? Lila Dominguez.
Lila.
Lila,
I think that, like Stephanie said, your idea is brilliant, you know? I mean... Who doesn't want someone else to speak for them when they are too lazy to roll down the window and put their middle finger up?
I like the idea, but not for the reasons you have here.
I think it should be...
I like that people could also have a bumper sticker, and they're like, oh, I'm jamming in the key of C today, and they drive by you. Well, they couldn't drive by it too fast, because then you have the Doppler effect, and it would change the frequency, so if they're... you know, however far away from you and they're playing in the key of C, it might be sound like the key of F or something. But if they're close to you, you could play in the same key. You could make music together. And I like making music. Let's make some music.
You could start a choir.
Let's make some music.
What about constructive criticism? Like, why don't you go get a life?
Let's make some music right now.
I wish you were singing.
I think Sundays should not have any calories. You should be able to eat whatever you want and not become fat.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
Get off the food, fuckface! Gosh!
Madam Stampley? Madam Stampley, are you still with us?
Madam Stampley.
Madam Stampley? I think we've lost Madam Stampley. So, I think that's it for tonight's show. I don't really know how to feel about it. We didn't talk about feet odorants, deodorant for your feet. We didn't talk about the 4-day work week. We didn't talk about beds instead of seats on planes, nuclear airplanes, forced birth control. We didn't talk about John Spain shitting blood. We didn't talk about one key that does everything. And I don't think we talked about Santeria at all, but that doesn't matter because it's the end of the show. Thank you, everybody, for calling in.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for appreciating the distance that you should keep between your mouth and the microphone, Rosalita. Really appreciate that. That's it for our show tonight. We'll be back sometime.
Special thank you to our special guest, Elizabeth Tracy. Elizabeth.